So before we start the next Gemara, just one short ha'ara. So the theme of the majority of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph is that Esther's lobbying the Chachamim. Sholchalam Esther l'Chachamim, kiva'uni l'dayrois. I want you to be kiveya ma'yantiv. Right, Esther just presided over one of the great miracles of all time. It was a transformational event. Hadid kiblu b'me'ach ha'shverish. And she wanted this to become a yantiv. Now, usually when you think of Yontif, up until that point, every Yontif is biblical. You have Pesach, you have Shavuos, you have Sukkot, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And she said, Kiva Uni L'Doyrus. She wanted this to be chronicled, but not just to be written. Rashi, L'Yontif, one, U'L'Kriya. There should be a mitzvah to read the Megillah. Now, why did she want this? So Rashi says, L'Yois Li L'Shem. She wanted this to be a Shem for her. So it's not clear what that means. What does it mean, L'Yois Li L'Shem? So I'm not sure, but Lule de Mistafina, maybe you could say, the Pasuk says, V'nosati lehem beveisi uvechoy moisai, yod v'shem, toiv mi banem u mi banois, shem oilom etan loy, ashaloy yikaris. We all know the Pasuk, it's in the Haftarah that we read on a tiny tzibur. So the Gemara in Perek Chelek, Mesachta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, says, my shem oilom etan loy, ashaloy yikaris. What does that mean? So we have someone who, it seems, doesn't have banim u'banos, but at the same time, v'nasati lehem b'veisi u'b'choy moysa yod v'shem, which is toiv mi banim u'mibanos. What is better than banim u'banos? It's a shame oylam etengloy. Says the Gemara, Amrav Tanchun, Dorosh Bar Kapora, B'tzi Poiri, says Sefer Daniel. It's referring to Sefer Daniel, shenikra al shmoy. Daniel was zoicha, they had a Sefer that was written. We have a Sefer Daniel, it's one of the ksuvim. So Daniel got a shame oylam. The shame oylam is Sefer Daniel, that's nikra al shmoy. If a person is zoicha, that he has a Sefer, that's nikra al shmoy, it's a shame oylam. Esther wants a shame. Liyos li l'shem, Zok Rashi. What does it mean, Liyos li l'shem? The book of Esther. She wants Megillas Esther. Just like Daniel got a shame oylam, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadach Gimelam Beis. She wanted a shame as well. But why did she want it so badly? So again, this is the Lulei the Mistafina part. The Pasuk says that if someone is zoicha to a shame oylam, it's toiv mi banim mi banois. Esther was trapped in a marriage that she didn't want to have anything to do with. Esther was forced to marry Achashverosh. And because she was forced to marry Achashverosh, and especially at the end of the Megillah, where she says, Kasher avadati, avadati, at this point she was stuck. She had to be married to Achashverosh. And because of that, how was she going to raise a Jewish family? She had a son. Chazal say it was Daryavesh. And Daryavesh, we learned the Gemara together, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dalon Amin Aleph, was super questionable. Wasn't poshut at all. So the point is that where was she going to have banim u'banos? It was going to be very, very challenging. So, Sholcholem Esther l'chachamim kivouni l'dayres. I can't have banim u'banos. So I'm stuck with Achashverosh. But she's Esther Amalka. She's Azat Tzadekis. She's, we think of her as one of the mice, right? I mean, you think of Esther. You think of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Esther. But really, what did Esther have? She had Dayovish, King Darius II. I mean, what was she zoicha to? So she said, Kivouni l'dayres. I want a shame oylam, because a shame oylam is toiv mi banim mi banos. That's why she's lobbying in this Gemara. It's very hard to read the Gemara. Why did she want this so badly? She wanted to have what Daniel had. Shame oylam, which is toiv mi banim mi banos.